Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, let's play. Let's start this week. Let's do this thing. Glad you're with us here on Willard and Dibs, 888-957-9570. Hope versus expectation. That's what I've been thinking about all day, ever since they got that conversation started. Hope versus expectation. Maybe it's a little campy, but yeah, I try, and you and I have talked about this a lot before. I try like hell to avoid expectation. I think that's where all of the sort of negativity or the anger or just kind of the bummer stuff in life lives. It all lives within expectation. You can have expectation of like the people closest to you. I would hope that spouses are out there expecting that their partner is faithful and kind and things like that. But for example, having an expectation that because it's a big game, Jimmy Butler will shoot 30 times and score 38 because of his nickname and because you want him to. I don't know. I'm out on that. I'm out on this idea because it like expectation and disappointment are completely linked with one another. And we can apply it to the Warriors offseason for sure because of the comment you just referenced from Shams that the craziest offseason of all time is loading and on deck currently.
Yeah, and I just want the Warriors. I expect the Warriors to, between now and October, get better. That's my expectation.
Okay.
It's not my hope.
Probably there's
my expectation. Yeah. So am I expecting them to land either Giannis or LeBron or whoever you want to fill in the blank? Kevin Durant is likely on the move. I don't think that Phoenix, and we can get more into the Brian Windhorst article, and he talks about second apron and a lot of NBA mumbo jumbo that I won't bore people with, but there are certain teams that are going to move certain high-priced players, and I think that Phoenix is one, and Kevin Durant will be a guy who will be like Darren Ruff, he'll be on the move. KD's on the move.
I like that.
And so, yeah, I'm borrowing it from you. So do I want the Warriors to be a big-time player for a big-time guy? Well, yeah, I hope that they would be able to add another superstar, but I don't expect them to play off of the way you're laying it out there.
You know what? I actually think that the concept is funny. And I want to shout out, speaking of negativity, because we're on that topic, I'd love to shout out a couple of YouTube users who literally live only in that space. So, for instance, I'm talking to you, Austin, and whoever the person is that moonlights as Atco Pest Control, who pointed out a few minutes ago that I got dragged all weekend long because of my take on X, that also known as Twitter, that I didn't want Giannis on the Warriors, which got picked up by Newsweek and all of this stuff, because it's like, how the hell, they called it head scratching, how the hell could this person on the Warriors flagship station, thank you, say that he's out on Giannis to the Warriors? Simply because, and again, this is a big part of the conversation, context is so dead. Everybody who listened to the show, you could agree, you could disagree. Grandy, you'll back me up on this. Nobody walked away from the show and went, that makes no sense at all. I don't even understand what he's saying. But that's what it looks like on Twitter. You just brought this up. You'll be disappointed if they don't get a big boy. Let me tell you right now, you're going to be disappointed.
No, I said I wouldn't be disappointed. I said I don't have the expectation that they go out there and get big boy.
But you hope.
Sure.
You do? I mean, can tell you right now, it's not happening.
But I hope, but that doesn't mean, like with any other hope, I hope I win Mega Millions in the upcoming drawing. Well, but if I don't, I'm not going to be disappointed.
Well, why would you hope for them to? They just got their big guy. They just got him.
And it's not enough.
Well, no, it wasn't enough this time.
And I don't think that it'll be enough next time either.
Well, that's fine.
And if you're going to have all these star players flying around, and the Brian Windhorst piece was outlining that he thought that 14 of the 15 teams in the West were all going to try to, quote, go for
it. They all think they can win.
Right, which I think is fascinating. And the Warriors are definitely one of those 14. I don't know who the 15th might be. New Orleans. He wouldn't name the team that he didn't think was, you know, thinking that they could actually go out there and do it. So if you're a team that thinks that you can go out there and get it done, I would hope that you're looking to get better.
Well, so what he's also basically talking about, and we like to avoid talking about aprons unless we're talking about what we're going to cook tonight.
Right.
Because I don't think anybody gets it. And so I'm not going to act like I get it completely. All I know is this. I know that when they say the teams that are in the second apron, it's super expensive and they'd like to not be in the second apron anymore. So they'd like to get out. So all you need to know are the teams who are likely to want to get rid of big-name players. They would like to get rid of good players. You already knew Phoenix. You just mentioned them. But the two other teams he names, Boston and Minnesota. Boston and Minnesota. And Boston makes even more sense because now their best player is going to miss next year. So they're not necessarily going to win. And Minnesota is probably not a market where they're going to want to do that. So when Bovada says today that the Warriors are the favorites to land Naz Reid, it starts to make you kind of wonder a little bit. And I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like, as a Warrior fan, stop getting distracted with Giannis. That's not how they're going to do it. They can't do that. Steve Kerr literally said last week, and this was the basis of our conversation, that the concept is ludicrous. They just got their big guy. And all of their best players are already 35 or above. So to package a truck full of future assets to go get a player to pair with Steph when they just finally got someone to pair with Steph makes no sense. This is from Tolbert Show on YouTube. I don't think you've heard this yet, have you? You got to hear this. Listen to what Steve Kerr is saying here.
I think the Jimmy trade was a clear indication that we're going for it the next couple of years. You know, they gave Jimmy the extension. His contract lines up with Draymond's and Steph's. They each have 2 years remaining. Jimmy is one of the best players in the league. We instantly became one of the best teams in the league when he got here. Yeah, we're going for it these next 2 years. We're not in a position because, you know, Steph's 37,
yep.
Jimmy 36, Draymond 35. And it's not my job. It's Mike's job,
yep,
to determine all this stuff. But can you imagine trading away your next like 7 drafts, you know, with a team of, you know, built around 3 guys who were 36, 37, yeah, like that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Yeah. Right. So I think what we're doing makes sense. Like we got Jimmy. I think finding, you know, another cornerstone next to Steph for these last couple of years was crucial. That's the hard part. And these last couple of years have shown that, you know, it's been really hard, you know, after we won our title in 22. Last couple of years have been tough. We needed somebody like Jimmy. Well, we got him now. He's still really good. I think we're set up to go for it the next 2 years, but yeah, you don't give up, you know, 4 firsts and 3 swaps, and not when your guys are 37. So
yeah,
I think that's how we're operating. That's how Mike is operating. I think he's fantastic at his job. And my job is to, you know, coach the team and see what we can do.
All right. So I'll be the crazy person that says I'm out on the Giannis idea. Steve just said it too. He just didn't use his name. He's not allowed to. This would be ludicrous. They just worked for 2 years to find an opportunity to get Steph as running mate, and he used past tense every time he brought it up. Steph needs a running mate, and we did that.
Right.
We already did that.
No mention of Draymond Green in that minute and a half soundbite.
Fair point.
So, I mean, there is a possibility that Draymond Green, who has... He does not have a no-trade clause. He could be a part of something,
right,
yeah, to where, you know.
I mean, Milwaukee wants Draymond Green for their asset. They're going to want all the picks.
Well, you've got a 5-team trade that you're working with, and Kuminga in a sign-and-trade, and you've got other assets. All I'm saying is that I don't think that it's 100% off the table that something happens. Now, he's talking about Jimmy as a running mate to Steph. Yeah, Jimmy and Steph. I didn't hear him say, you know, the big three and Draymond Green and the rest of that.
Of course not. But I don't think shopping at the highest priced store, it doesn't make any sense for the Warriors. Like, for them to be involved this offseason, to me, does mean names like Naz Reid or Michael Porter Jr. or Cam Johnson. That's the store. That's where they should shop.
I wonder what Naz is going to make because
he's going to decline an option, reportedly.
Right. Well, his option is only for, I think, $15 million.
Exactly.
So if he's going to decline 15, that means he thinks he can get probably 30 out there. And I don't know if the Warriors are going to be in a spot where they can do that.
I don't know if he's going to get 30. Part of this article that was written by Brian Windhorst also talks about players having to take a hell of a lot less. And by
because
the way,
teams want to stay out of that punitive second apron.
Right. I mean, how many times when we talk about Kuminga have we heard them go, no one has any money? Nobody's got any money. So what's Naz going to command? Probably less than he'd hope. Nobody's got any money. Everybody wants to get out of the apron. You know, you guys talked last week. Actually, Grandy on What's Bugging You took it. He put his guns right at the CBA. And he's absolutely right. Like, we've reached a new era.
Well, what did he say?
Grandy, would you like to speak for yourself?
What's bugging me was the fact that in a couple of years, OKC's going to have to blow up their homemade team because the new CBA won't allow them to keep everybody around.
So what's the solution? Like an uncapped league?
Don't do with the CBA the way you did the CBA.
Your own drafted players, you should be able to keep them around without the penalties that now teams are being forced to stand at.
I agree. And that was a Warriors-based kind of rule when it came into play originally. A lot of us have shared that opinion, but years gone by, that the Warriors should not have to pay the same kind of penalties on Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. They drafted those guys. They cultivated those guys.
Right.
They grew those guys.
They could sign Kuminga because they have his bird rights.
Same thing.
And they would not have the same level of penalties as they would by bringing in a free agent.
Correct. But the penalties should be even lesser than they are, I would argue.
Yeah. I wonder because you look at the NBA right now, and we can talk about this as it relates to baseball. Because you've got, what, 3 or 4 teams that spend over $300 million, and you've got 6 or 8 teams who don't even spend $80 million. And so is that better for a sport or what the NBA is doing, which is we're now going to have a 7th different champ in 7 years? Like, what do you want to do with your sport? Football's different because, you know, every year,
hard cap,
the schedule,
hard cap, and it's hard cap instead
right,
of soft
cap.
Right,
but you can find a quarterback and you can be good for a long time. Yeah. And football, the parity is going to be built in football anyway because you got 53 guys and you've got injuries. I wonder which people prefer, like the wide open parity of the NBA or baseball, which is you've got about eight teams that have a chance this year.
Well, no, I would much prefer the NBA over Major League Baseball. Baseball has teams that are playing a completely different sport. This is kindergartners versus fifth graders.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of times. And so, no, I would never prefer that. But that doesn't mean that the NBA doesn't have improvements it could make. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And Bobby Marks, top capologist ESPN, is going to be on our River Islands guest line in 45 minutes. We'll go through some names and let's see what's valid and what's possible for the Warriors. 888-957-9570. You heard what Steve Kerr said. So does the Giannis idea even make sense to you as a Warriors fan is one way to answer it. Also, we love this concept of hope versus expectation. How do you watch the game? How do you watch the season? With hope or with expectation? 888-957-9570. We'll take your phone calls right now. Bobby Marks in 45. And the comment that Shams made about the offseason ahead is around the corner as well. This is
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Willard and Dibs.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Hang on a second, I'm doing something. I already know what my fantasy team's name is going to be this year. Spadoni's Windows.
Yeah?
That's going to be my fantasy team name this year.
What's the number of windows today? Because I was off Friday, but you're like, this guy in his windows, I think he had 23.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I think every commercial break is just opening internet windows. That's it. There's no way you can read this much. Evan just told me he spent a good portion of his weekend reading. There's no way you read this much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21 open, and that's after I closed 12 during the commercial break.
You closed 12?
Yeah. Over 30 internet windows open.
Man.
What are you doing in here?
Well, tell us what he's doing.
Shasky's talking to you, isn't he? Why don't you just look at him and talk to him? What's he doing? Okay, we have, I got JT Snow's Wikipedia.
Okay.
Closed.
They had him on.
I got Wilmer Flores' game log. All right.
Good to be able to reference it.
Kyle Harrison's Google search.
Okay.
All right. I got,
maybe you can't say that one.
NFL team red zone scoring percentage.
Yep.
Okay. Next. The Laughing Monk Brewing Company menu.
Nice.
All right. That's
well, in case you're down there, you know.
All right. We got,
I'm going to eat it.
Hashtag nothing like it. We've got the San Francisco Giants website and probable pitchers for the week. Okay.
Good to reference it. Yeah.
Close that up. Let's see. An article by that guy who thinks that he covers the 49ers, even though he doesn't cover the 49ers. He just gaslights them.
The guy that will remain nameless?
Yeah, that guy.
And okay.
Something about Kyle Shanahan saying that Trent Williams hasn't been around the 49ers in weeks. All right, there's that. Hassan Reddick's Google search.
Okay.
Okay, we got that. Let's close that out. We've got Andrew McCutcheon's Wikipedia page.
Yep.
Okay. Scottie Scheffler's Google search.
Man, that guy, all he does is win, 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 no matter what.
All right. We've got, the NBA page on DraftKings.
Okay.
The 2025 Oakland Ballers schedule. Okay. Let's close that. Let's see. The news story on the Niners acquiring Bryce Huff. By the way, that really excited Grandy. He was very excited on Friday.
Okay.
About Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
Were you excited about Bryce Huff?
It depends which Bryce Huff you get. Do you get the Bryce Huff who was a Jet, or do you get the Bryce Huff who was an Eagle?
I think Robert Saleh thinks he's getting the Jet.
I know that that's what he thinks,
yes.
But my opinion will be based on which one you get because, you know, he's not much of a run stuffer. And, you know, a couple of years ago, he could sure get after the quarterback when he was with Robert Saleh. So which play are you getting?
He's a great pass rusher.
I was excited about Javon Hargrave, and how'd that work out for me?
Not well.
Not great.
Not well. I love anybody who says wait and see. It's a boring sentence. It is the right way. It is the right way to assess stuff. It's why you don't see me ever do draft grades.
Right.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't know if Mykal Williams is going to be the rookie of the year.
Well, if he can be a real edge force, and Mykal Williams gets kicked inside, and he can be that guy. Okay, now I'm excited because now you have all those guys on the field at once.
I think that's the plan. I think that's the hope.
It's the hope.
I don't know if it's the expectation.
I don't know if Huff is a three-down defensive end.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's a pass-down only guy.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, is he going to be Leonard Floyd, or is he going to be better than that? If he's Leonard Floyd, all of you were disappointed by that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got a different role than Leonard Floyd.
He was mostly a pass rush guy.
Yeah, right, but I mean, he was supposed to be in there, I think, more often than Huff will be. But by the same token, Leonard Floyd was not coached by Robert Saleh. And Bryce Huff will be. I think that's a big difference.
Okay.
Just me.
Yeah.
I think he's a phenomenal coach. And I think the 49ers have been just in searchville for their defensive coordinator for 3 years. But now they got their guy back.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a big deal.
And just, one of their former opinion. DCs is now with the New York Jets as their defensive coordinator.
I
can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Is that where Steve is?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So whose Jets defense is going to be better, Steve's or what we just saw the last 2 years with Robert?
I'm hoping Steve's because a good friend of mine's on the staff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so okay. I'm kind of a lightweight Jets fan now.
All right, let me close that out. We also have Bryce Huff's football reference page.
Sure.
Okay, we got that. We are on, the ChatGPT website.
These are Spadoni's windows, by the way, for those of you just joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we have to reset. This takes so long to go through. Let's close that. We've got a box score on the 1-0 Marlins win over the Giants on Saturday.
Okay.
That was frustrating.
That's a forgettable one. That's a window that I have yet to open. That game was so forgettable.
You'll love this. I did a show on Fox on Saturday, and I was already.
What time was it? Because I was listening.
Same time as the Sunday.
5-8, okay.
5-8, 5-8. Yeah. So I go to my son's Little League game. I got to duck out with about an inning to go because I got to go home and do the show. And the Giants have lost 1-0, and I was all ready for my take, which you and I have talked about a little bit, and I was going to do is too hard to hit in 2025. Remember that stat we did Thursday?
Yep.
All the years where nobody's hitting are all within the last 5 years. So I'm like, it's just like this 104-mile-an-hour fastball. It's just too hard to hit. So I'm getting ready to give the take, and the Dodgers are playing the Yankees as the show starts, and the Dodgers end up scoring 18 runs.
18?
Right. So we're talking NBA, and the Dodgers are on national TV with 18 runs. But then our guy Steve DeSager, who does the bottom of the hour updates, comes on and starts talking about how the Dodgers have scored 18. The Brewers have scored 17 in their game. The Tampa Bay Rays had scored 16 in their game. And I'm like, I better push this take to the last hour of the show. So I push the take to the last hour of the show, and he comes on at 7:30 right before I was going to give the take. And he goes, well, the night game has started. In Arizona, the Nationals have scored 8 runs and no one's out yet. First inning. First inning. I'm like, that's more runs than was scored in the entire Giants-Marlins series.
Series, yeah. Yeah. And nobody out.
The Nationals scored 10 runs in the first inning. If you combine the Giants and the Marlins over the weekend, the whole series scored 9 runs. Both teams in 3 games.
Yeah.
Touched home plate 9 times. Washington did it in the first inning in Arizona.
There you go. Maybe it's not maybe it's not baseball's problem.
Maybe it's not the ball.
Yep.
Maybe it's not baseball. Maybe
and yesterday they erupted for 4.
Erupted.
The Giants.
Luis Matos, a third of the run series on one swing. By the way, that's the next box score or the next window that's open. It is yesterday's box score. Giants win 4-2.
Big.
In Florida, take the rubber match of the series. Let's see. We've got Google's response to the San Francisco Giants full season schedule.
Okay.
So we got that. Let's close that out. We've got a box score of the Pacers beating the Knicks in Game 6, 125-108 to move on to the NBA Finals. And the last but not least, other than our text window, is the Minnesota Lynx moving to 7-0.
Yep.
With a defeat at Chase Center of the Golden State Valkyries. Box score 86-75 was the final.
There you go.
Okay.
Those are Spadoni's windows.
Those are Spadoni's windows.
And you know what? I'm going to defend him. Not that you are on the offensive, but it's nice to have reference material in front of you when you're having a conversation. That way you can spit facts as opposed to, you know, being wrong a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no issue with it other than that, like, there are hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And they remain open at 2:41 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's all.
They remain open.
Yeah, that's fine.
And
I can handle it.
I'm looking at my windows right now, and one of them is NBA Finals ratings by year. Because everyone is, oh, the doomsday scenario of Oklahoma City and Indiana. And, oh, no one's going to be watching and this and that. And I think that it's in part true, because if you look at the history of NBA Finals and their ratings, like Steph and LeBron, yeah, everybody was watching because it was the Warriors and the Cavaliers. But if you have a series that is not completely filled with stars and smaller markets, yeah, the ratings are probably going to be smaller.
Yeah, they'll probably be smaller.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to watch every game.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
Well, like, other than the network.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a part of the story. You mention it, you move on. Like, that's life. You know, this is, you know what it's a good thing for? Anybody who's an NBA conspiracy theorist. Let us just hand you this year. You think anybody called the refs and said, hey, make sure the Pacers and Oklahoma get to the NBA Finals. That's really what we want. Steph was in the playoffs. LeBron was in the playoffs. Giannis was in the playoffs. The defending champ Boston Celtics were in the playoffs. Nikola Jokic was in the playoffs. Major market, major market, major market, major market. They all lost. The Knicks went to the conference finals. They lost. NBA conspiracy theorists, let it rest. Indiana's playing Middle America. It's actually Middle America playing Middle America.
Basically. So
whatever. I'll tell you what I take from the NBA Finals, and maybe it is relevant to the conversation that we were just having, and you're welcome to join us, 888-957-9570. This is maybe another brick, at least on my wall, when you want to talk about giving up all of your assets to go get a major star. And it's funny the conversation has arrived here, because I'm not, like, my reason for thinking the Giannis thing is kind of unrealistic and just the timing is wrong is not because I'm worried about the Warriors 5 years from now. It's not that, like, I don't want to prioritize Steph. I want to be all in on next year, but I want to do that while also still doing good business. And I think Steph agrees. Draymond agrees. It's why they both spoke out against the Lauri Markkanen deal, where Draymond has said, I told the guys, that's a bad deal. You don't give up everything for one guy, because guess what? You're still probably not going to win. And this year's finals show it. The Paul George finals, both of these teams built on being.
I love that.
They are the two teams that built. They were the ones that took the assets for Paul George. And now look at them. And you could look at Kevin Durant to Phoenix. You can look at a lot of these situations that have unfolded in the last 5 years where a big-time star, Dame Lillard, you got to send me to Milwaukee. How'd it go? How'd it go? The big-name player with all the assets going in the other direction, recent times tell you the team acquiring the big name does not win. Hasn't happened in a while, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a challenge, and the best way to do it is the way that the Warriors did it for the first, you know, the first title, certainly, and then you got KD, and so you were able to make it into a dynasty. But OKC, 68 wins, you traded for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and you got a bunch of picks, and you got more picks, and you got more picks, and you used them. You used them wisely. You developed. You got better. You won 68, and now here you are in the NBA Finals, and San Antonio is trying to do the exact same thing, and so the Warriors are not in a spot where they can actually do that. Well, they could if you traded Steph and you traded Jimmy right. And you traded Draymond to three different teams and you got, let's just say, 14 first-round picks over the next 6 or 7 years. Okay, you're going to have to eat it for 5 or 6 years and hope that you get them right and hope that you're so bad that you're high enough in the lottery that you can actually turn it around. That's not easy.
I want the Warriors to be very involved this offseason. I just don't think it makes sense to be involved in that store. There's a bunch of different ways to do this. And you kind of brought this up earlier today. And we can throw it out to our listeners at 888-957-9570. Would you be disappointed if the Warriors kind of, and I don't want to use the wrong phrase here. Is it play it safe? Is it just not make any deals at all? I don't think that's possible. Of course the Warriors are going to do something. The roster's not going to be exactly the same. But do they need to be involved at the highest of levels? Do they need to be in on Giannis and Durant and anybody else? Or what if they're shopping? You ever been to Harrods in London?
Yeah.
Right, where it's got all the floors? Don't go to the top floor. Go to the second top floor. How many floors are there? Seven?
Something like that.
Go to the sixth floor. I'm going to shop there. I don't need the elevator to the Giannis wing. I want the elevator that goes to Naz Reid, Michael Porter Jr., Cam Johnson. Let's talk about those players. And I wonder how accessible they are. But my thinking, my translation of what Shams said, is that they're more accessible than we think they are. For those of you who haven't heard it, this came on the Pat McAfee show. Shams was a guest, and here's what he said.
This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all, of I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline. We just came off a trade deadline. I think what might have been, it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. What you have right now is you have the parity in the league.
English class
sucks. It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of where you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
Okay. So you kind of brought that up earlier. Like, if the Warriors don't make some sort of landmark change, would you be disappointed? Are you expecting that? Would you, you know, are you hoping for that? I don't know. What words would you use?
I don't think that I'm expecting it, nor am I hoping for that. I would love for them to just get better. Now, if you could turn Kuminga in a sign-and-trade and Draymond and not have to give up a ton of picks and turn that into Giannis or KD, that would be awesome. I would rather have Steph and Jimmy and Kevin Durant, Steph and Jimmy Butler and Giannis, as opposed to Steph, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond. And I do think that Kuminga is going to turn into something. And yeah, if you have to give up some assets to make those other things happen, I'd be open to it.
Some assets.
Well, yeah, that would be, picks, and you know, it would be Draymond and it would be Kuminga, and it would probably be either Buddy Hield and or Pods.
And then a Brinks truck of picks.
Some picks, yeah, probably two or three first-round picks, depending on how much that team likes Kuminga and how many other teams are involved.
You're talking about Giannis.
Or KD.
Or KD.
Or Kevin Durant. Because for me, if you're going to do a two-year, it's basically a two-year thing, no matter what you do. Because Giannis's contract is, he has two more years and then a player option. So all of this, to me, is a two-year thing.
Granted, and I agree with you. Part of what I was also saying on Friday about all of this is this doesn't make any sense for him. This is a terrible idea for him.
For Giannis?
Yes. Yes.
Well, what's a good idea? Going to Toronto?
Going somewhere that is not going to implode 20 months after you arrive with no assets left over. Like a lot of Warrior fans want Giannis to completely ruin the back half of his career, all for the shot at one ring. I just don't. So that's what I'm saying. To me, this is a multi-layered point. It's a bad idea for Giannis. Steve Kerr just told you it was a bad idea for the Warriors. He laughed at it. The concept of sending out, and this is not about like, oh, I'm worried about the Warriors in 2029. That's not what I'm saying. It's just about good business. The concept of sending out 3 to 4 picks along with pick swaps, to send all of that out when your best players are about to retire, is suicidal. It's completely suicidal, all in a shot for basically one ring. And then the other side to it that I really think gets sort of mishandled is our concept of where the Warriors sit right now. The way this season finished has warped so many Warrior fans into thinking that they're currently not good. And I'm like, no, they're good. They're good. Like they played really, really well.
But what are they in 2 years? Like, if you don't do anything,
nobody cared what they are in 2 years.
Well, obviously, I mean, you care. You said, would you rather have a guaranteed title next year in 12 years of bad? Or, you know, you roll your dice over the next two. And I think that if you go into next year and other teams around you in the West get better, not all of them, because some are going to have to give players up like Phoenix, you mentioned before. But I think that the conference is going to only get tougher. Young players are going to get better. And if you come back with a couple of replacements for Kuminga and, you know, a couple of replacements for GP2 and Kavon, who are probably vet min guys, are you going to be that much better enough to go and challenge the teams that are already ahead of you? I don't think so.
Yeah, here's the part from Warrior fans I totally get. Like, let me read a text that just came in. It's a double-barreled text. It's actually two texts. See you, 408. Thank you so much for listening. The text says, what? The answer is playing with Steph Curry. And obviously he's talking about, why would Giannis want to do this? The next text says, if you don't think Giannis doesn't consider that the best use of his next 2 to 3 years, you're completely missing the picture. And I would argue back multiple things. Number one, no, you're missing the picture. You're missing the picture. Giannis does not want to find, he's a very loyal guy. He does not want to finally leave Milwaukee so that he can go do something for a year. That's not what he wants to do. And by the way, I don't know how you look at things. And I mean that all of our listeners. Dibs, I know how you look at things. And I share this view, which is that Vegas will often tell you what's going on out there. And you know what got released earlier today? The odds of where Giannis is going to play next. How many teams came in ahead of the Warriors? 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to keep going until
it's
get to
11?
Double digits.
Yeah,
not
it was
five,
a lot.
Not 6, not 7.
It doesn't make sense for either party. I know you think it makes sense for you because we want that bite of ice cream. Like, yeah, Giannis and Steph, next year, let's ride. But the bigger business picture for everyone involved, I would argue it does not make a lot of sense. I don't know why Giannis would want to do that. NBA circles don't think he does. Steve Kerr just said you don't give up a bunch of picks when your star is 37. You just don't do that. That's not how we're looking at it. I feel like everyone's telling us that Giannis is not coming to the Bay and it doesn't make sense, but we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. And I get that. I get how fun it would be.
We are conditioned to expect big things and have big things happen. Going back to the Kevin Durant move in July of many, many years ago, and then now this year at the deadline, all we talked about was Giannis, and then it was KD, and you know what? Jimmy Butler. Well, probably not Jimmy Butler because he wants to go to Phoenix, and it turned out it was Jimmy Butler. So this organization has conditioned us to expect, not only hope for, but expect big things to happen. So when you have the most craziest offseason about to happen, you expect that the Warriors are going to be a big part of it.
Yes, I agree with you. But I guess what I'm saying is we then need to define what's a big thing. Like, if that immediately makes your mind go to Giannis and KD, I would just argue that's the fantasy land floor.
I would agree.
You know what I mean?
Last offseason was not a big thing. It felt like Klay was going to leave.
Yeah.
Like, that was a done deal. And they were able to turn Klay into a bunch of guys. And it was like, okay, this was not a big thing. Slow-mo and Buddy and, you know, D'Anthony Melton came in. So that wasn't necessarily a big thing, but it turned out to be kind of a good thing.
And it was to us. I mean, I hope every fan feels that way. Like, it doesn't have to be a blockbuster that makes the top page on all the sports websites for it to be a big deal to us. If we're Warrior fans, do you know what I mean? If they could get Naz Reid, if they could get Trey Murphy, I think that's huge. That's huge. It's not a blockbuster.
Right.
And I don't even know what it would look like, Bobby Marks 20 minutes. But like those are big deals, and they make the Warriors a lot better. And so, yes, I think that those things will get explored because you can make the team a lot better and actually tune up what's already a really good team without sending the next 7 years of Warrior basketball out the door.
Yeah.
On a song.
I understand that, but I think that fans, if you have all these players flying around the country in deals, there's going to be a little bit of FOMO. As much as those are good, solid, sensible trades and players who will make you better, and if Kuminga's part of a sign-and-trade and you get a couple of ready-made NBA rotational pieces in your team is definitely a little bit better, probably not a lot better. There still will be emotional fear of missing out if Giannis goes to Toronto and KD goes here and maybe Zion goes there and you get all these teams and all these players flying around and you wind up with, you know, just kind of just a guy. If you're not, well, I mean, you follow it a lot more closely than most fans. Most fans are like, yeah, Giannis, give me Giannis, give me KD, give me a well-known named player. And you wind up with, you know, Naz Reid.
Okay, yeah, get Giannis, and then give me your tickets in 3 years, because they're going to be free.
Yeah, I'm just telling you how fans how fans will feel.
I get it, and I understand that.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it. That's candy, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I get it. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. Bobby Marks in 20 minutes will go through names. Are they actual accessible options for the Warriors? This is Weather and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.